I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 344 on the Get Married Podcast. We're so excited to be back in your ears this week with a brand new episode. We are talking, stuck in a rut. Are you stuck in a rut? How do I get out?
Sorry about my bad introduction. I didn't know. Were you pausing for like
drama?
Oh, sorry. I filled it with nonsense.
Perfect.
Apologies. Apologies, everyone.
It's exactly what I wanted. I wanted it filled with nonsense. No, this was inspired by, well, I feel like we're always talking about this inside Merry Body. I think that motivation is something that happens and it doesn't happen without exercise. It can also happen in other parts of life, in our career, in our relationships,
everything,
in like just life in general. You just feel like you're in a rut. What is the definition of a rut?
Oh, yeah, I did look it up.
You looked this up and I quite enjoyed reading the definition of a rut. This word, R-U-T, it even sounds like a rut. Like it's like the word, the way you say it, it's just like very rutty. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how words make you feel something? And I guess
it's
like. It's
not a nice word.
It's not a nice word.
Oh,
it's
God, like I can't rut. Even. Why can't I open this? It's like rut. Yes, it is like rut.
A rotten
okay,
rut.
Okay, ready. Rut. Define rut. A habit or pattern of behavior that has become dull and unproductive but is hard to change. Ugh, yuck.
Yuck. Yucky rut. Okay, so when I feel that, I just feel like this, like. It's very cloudy. It's like a dullness. There's no sheen. There's no shine. There's no sparkle. There's no fun. There's no enjoyment.
It's empty.
Yeah.
It feels sluggish, slow.
Monotonous.
Oh, stagnant.
Oh.
You love that word.
I love that word.
Stagnant energy.
Yeah, like, that's because like just imagine like a stagnant puddle of water.
Ew.
And that is bacteria. That's you right now.
Sorry.
It's me when I'm stuck in a rut. It's all of us when we're stuck in a rut.
There's so many ways to get yourself out of a rut though. And look, I want to make a disclaimer and we have disclaimers in all our podcasts in the written form, but I want to mention it in the verbal form too. A rut is not something like depression.
Mm-mm.
So if you feel like that could be you, seek medical help or any other mental stuff or not. If you just want to talk to someone, that's a good way to get out of a rut.
Like actually, if you're stuck in a rut and you feel like you need a little bit of help, therapists might help. So I think it's a great idea. But we're going to share some of the things that we know to work for ourselves that help us get out of these ruts. Shake things up a little bit.
Well, like that's the first one. Shake it out. Literally put on some music, jump around and shake around your body. Like it feels so good to do that.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, ruts aren't necessarily, like, you know, long-time things. Like, when you read that definition, I kind of imagine, like, you've been in a rut for a long time, maybe a year, like, and it feels, like, very, very hard. Sometimes, like, ruts come in moments, like, in a day.
Yeah.
Where, like, you have been working at your laptop and you're doing everything and suddenly you have a rut in your work and you're just like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. I have, like, made it dull. I have made it unenjoyable. And then you put on your favorite song and you dance around and suddenly you're out of that rut.
It's like a cure for all. Music is a cure. Movement is a cure. So, you know, we said dancing, but really any kind of movement. And that's what I wrote about. It was like I find, and I know you agree, Carla, like the best way to get out of that funky rut feeling is to shake up the physical body, because usually the rut is within the mind, but our mind and our physical bodies are obviously connected, mind-body connection. So, all right, I can't get the mind out of the rut. Let's get the body. Let's change the environment of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump. Let's dance. Let's run. Let's walk. Let's put yoga. I was going to say Merrybody. Let's put Merrybody on. Do yoga and Pilates. Just move your body. Literally jump up and down 100 times and you'll feel like a brand new person. And I think the magic of that is that it's so simple, because I think we overcomplicate things. I think we overcomplicate pretty much everything in life.
Even recipes.
Yes.
Like, you know, like when you like thought, like I have been getting like HelloFresh, and this is not sponsored by HelloFresh, by the way. I find that their recipes are so overcomplicated and confusing, and I'm just like, why would you put that step in there?
But do you know, I never, when I had HelloFresh, still not sponsored at all, I didn't follow any recipe. Like, literally, I'd be like, oh, great, I've got ingredients. What good am I going to make? You. Like, I never followed a single recipe. I would look at them, I'd be like, no, that's stupid.
But literally, I'm like, I honestly questioned every single one. I'm like, who wrote this? Because it's overcomplicated. You do not need to pickle the onion.
So, but the thing is, for the pickled onion, if you want pickled onion, yeah, you do. But I think we always really loved simple recipes. Mm. So we still have all our recipes on our website and in our, on our website. And they're so simple. Like, we got rid of all the overcomplicated stuff because we don't like spending hours in the kitchen. Like, yay for the people who love to spend hours in the kitchen cooking something creative. Not me.
Not me.
I'm like, all right, I love food. I love great food. And the type of cooking I do is, you know, just meat, vegetables.
It's very simple.
Vegetables. Like, it's very simple, but I like delicious food too, yes. Like herbs, spices. But I'm never going to spend hours in the kitchen. That's why I hate recipes like that.
That's why you have a Damiano.
Yeah. Everyone needs a Damiano to cook them fancy food.
Because you spend hours eating the food he cooks.
Oh, my.
Which he spends
I also help him wash the dishes. Like, he makes a mess in the kitchen and I help. But it's all worth it because, like, wow, I get, like, restaurant quality food at home.
Exactly.
Ding,
so
ding, ding.
Handy. So I think – so moving our bodies, like, what an amazing thing that we have access to all of the time to get out of a rut. I remember when we used to work in government desk jobs. This was 10 years ago now.
Whoa.
And we implemented this thing called 10 at 10. And it was this idea that a bell would go off at 10 a.m. and we would encourage everyone to stand up for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And move around, maybe walk around, do some stretches, talk to someone, and just have a moment, like, within the day to avoid the rut of the day, right? Which happened every single day at that office. There was always a rut. I was like, actually, the rut just never went away, really. But we tried our best to make this happen. And it was – people did enjoy it. I think it stuck for a moment. And we encouraged it and other people encouraged it. And I think it was actually a really positive thing, this 10 at 10. I wonder if they're still doing it.
It was great. I think it's really quite hard when you're in a job that you hate. If you're like, yeah, damn, I'm in a rut and it's because of your job, I would actively – work towards either changing the job within the current workplace, like what can you add, what can you subtract, what can you work, how can you work with your boss to make the job better, or I would be actively looking, because life is too short to stay in jobs that you hate. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I don't agree with the staying in the job that you hate. I know money is important, obviously, but don't complain and don't stay in your rut without actively looking, and don't sell yourself short. You have so much to offer at another workplace. If your workplace doesn't see it and you feel that kind of like ickiness with other people, other colleagues, bosses, whatever it may be, make a change. Mm. You can make a change.
And the thing is, like, change is scary, but change also gets you out of your rut.
Oh my God. Change is so freaking scary, but it's the ultimate shakeup of ruts. Yes. Like, it will absolutely make your life turn a 180. Any change, any major change, especially like something you do every day, like work. But change isn't bad. Like, that's what we need to – some people have this real aversion to change, don't they? Like, we have our friend who's always like, oh, change. I can't do change. And she makes a joke of it. But it's like, no, change is great.
I think change is hard sometimes. And like anything new can be hard sometimes. And like the unknown can be hard sometimes.
True.
But like, yeah, it's like, what are the guarantees of life? What do they say? Death, taxes, and change.
Yeah.
And that is the guarantee. Nothing stays the same forever. Nothing is permanent. Look at everything in life. Nothing is permanent.
Oh, so true.
The one permanence is change itself.
Wow.
Ongoing transformation, evolution. Like, this is the thing. And, like, maybe it's like we add a different word.
Yeah.
Like, rather than change, it's like, why don't we add transformation? It seems like a more positive connotation.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, oh, I'm just transforming. Hang on.
I'm just transforming my life. I love it. I secretly really like it, so wanky, but I love it.
I mean, the thing is,
let's all transform our lives today.
But the thing is, it's like, think about it at a smaller scale. Like, I can think, so change, I think about our business. Like, if someone says to me that I need to implement a new software, oh my God, that like kind of makes my blood and my mind boil a little bit, not in an angry way, in a like, here we go again, that kind of way. Maybe I should say, we're just transforming our business. Just hold tight.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I'm always so excited about the new softwares because I don't have to implement
Why are you so excited?
Because I'm like, yes, change, something better is going to happen. And Carla's going to implement it. Thank
Meanwhile,
the Lord.
I'm in the corner. Like rocking
like
from side
anxiety
to side.
Attack. I'm like, what's wrong, Carla? Oh, poor Carla. She secretly loves it, though.
Yeah, I do.
okay, what else can get us out of our rut? I really am loving this topic, can I just say? It's really fun.
It's fun.
I think, okay, sometimes ruts can come about from like a big bad issue, like bad inverted commas, like a major issue in your life, and like you're at that point where it's like, okay, it's time, I'm ready to be happy again, but I'm still in this rut. Like, let's think about that. Like, you've gone through something really hard
and you're ready to get out.
Yeah, I think something that helps is doing something a little bit crazy, like pushing yourself a little bit, like challenging yourself, doing something that gives you that adrenaline rush. It could be bungee jumping if you're that way inclined, not me, no, but it might be something, you know, more simple.
So I like this. So what you're saying.
Trying something new?
Yeah.
Is so that the answer? Is that what
is
I'm
that
trying
it,
to say?
Or is it like setting yourself some like crazy, amazing goal?
Yes.
That like has
oh,
nothing to do with the thing that you're in a
yes,
rut. And here's
yes,
the example
yes.
that you are thinking of. It's your 50-day yoga
yeah.
challenge.
See, I was really in a rut after that breakup, and it was like, man, like I think because – the third major breakup in your life, you're like, I'm really sick of like looking after breakup Emmy and like myself.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
and
me.
you too okay. looking, yeah, for you too. But it was more like that realization that, well, geez, like if I've spent like 6 months after every breakup feeling a bit flat and sad, like this is adding up, guys. Like I need to own this and change it.
It's a good realization.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, really.
Yeah, when you think about it like that.
And then I did that and it was like the perfect thing to do. And thankfully you initiated that idea and I was like, no. But like from like literally from the day I started to the day I ended, I feel like I became a whole new person.
Yeah, which is so cool. And so like this rut had nothing to do with like what you were going through. Like,
no.
You know, like some people might be like, oh, go if it was to do with a breakup, like try speed dating. Like that might get you out of
no,
your rut.
No, yeah,
this
yeah.
was like something completely different and it was like this other goal that you had which had not even linked
yeah,
to this,
I
which
feel
I think
like,
is really good.
I feel like it's even better to not link it to your rut. So if it's a rut due to a relationship or a rut due to your job, do something different to that.
Yeah.
And prove to yourself that you're capable. Sometimes a rut comes from this deep sense of I'm not good enough, not enoughness, especially if it's come from something like a breakup. Yeah, you feel that. Sense
and also
of rejection.
Maybe like this not enough timeness. Like, you know, when sometimes you're like, if it's like a job or something, you feel like it's all encompassing and you're just in this run, you're only thinking about this. It's like then when you add something new or another goal, which has nothing to do with that, then suddenly like you have something else to focus on.
Yeah.
Like it's like this other focus, which takes away that like focus from, you know, if you can't change that situation, then can we change another situation? And then it kind of helps that original rut situation.
It's so interesting. Ruts are really normal, guys. Like, we're all going to have ruts in our life and this feeling of, like, blahness. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know ourselves and know, you know, have your toolbox of stuff that you take action. And we can sit in the lull for a little while. But I think it's not a good idea to sit there for too long.
Yeah, I think.
Because life is pretty spectacular. We just have to open our eyes up to it.
And remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think talking about it, it really helps as well.
Yeah.
I think that's option four.
Yeah, find a friend.
Find a friend.
Call a friend.
Phone a friend. Phone a friend. Talk about your rut. And say I'm ready to change. Like, do you have any ideas? Can you help me?
Yeah.
And this is where a therapist can help if you don't have that friend.
But it also might be, yeah, let's go. Your friend might be like, yeah, let's go do this. Or like, I'm going to this dinner party. You want to come?
Your friend might be in a rut too, and then you can get out of the rut together.
Yeah, don't stay in the rut together though.
Yeah, like it could be like, oh yeah, like I'm feeling a little bit flat too. Like, do you want to do something fun?
I think some doing something creative helps.
Definitely.
Whatever it may be. And I mean, or I was going to say like watching something creative, but that could be like rut making central, like, you know,
Rutville.
Depend what you're, what are you watching? Like, what are you watching? Check in with that. Maybe make sure it's like comedy or like creative. Like, I think sometimes life stories are interesting. Like
documentaries.
Documentaries. I remember when I was feeling sad, I'd watch documentaries about like Picasso and random artists. I felt like that was good.
I really like watching like inspirational documentaries of like amazing people who've done amazing things in their lives, who have amazing stories.
Yeah.
Like, and like recent people too. Like, I love the Taylor Swift documentary.
Oh, that was so fun. It was so fun. We watched that.
And I love the Katy Perry documentary. Like, these like women.
Did I watch that?
I think so. I think we watched it together. And then we watched the J-Lo documentary. Like, oh, I love J-Lo's documentary. And like, you know, these more recent people, like, not just like go back in time.
Of course.
But I also love the going back in time and like learning from these amazing people who like, gosh, like,
I think, see, this is the thing. Ruts, let's think about this. Should ruts really be in existence? Because we have so much to learn in this life.
Is ruts boredom?
Ruts is boredom. Ruts boredom. If you're in a rut, you're probably just bored. And that's silliness. We can't be bored.
Because bored is like, yeah, you're it's monotonous. It's monotony. It's nothing new. There's nothing shiny. There's nothing exciting.
Well, they say bored is the opposite of happiness, not sad. Sad is a feeling that we should feel. Like, sad needs to be felt. Boredness is a shitty feeling because boredness is laziness.
Mm. Tell that to Joel next time he says he's bored.
I think I've told him that before. Not that, not laziness, but I've said, like, Joel, you can't be bored because, like, you have a wealth of information in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
This phone.
And not scrolling.
It's no.
It's like researching.
It's like research. Find a topic and learn more about. I think this is the thing when you are not a practiced researcher, which like I've had phases of being researching and not researching, but I think it's really fun to delve into a topic. Sometimes you have to decide what you're going to delve into though. So like, I don't know. I don't know what he should do. I think, like, history is a fun topic to delve into. I love looking at history.
Me too.
Like, finding an interesting aspect of some, I don't know what, like, and then delving in deeper. Like, look at podcasts, look at articles, watch documentaries.
There's so much that we can learn. And I think that's, I mean, that's our final idea, right? When you're stuck in a rut, learn something new.
Yes.
And, like, expose yourself to some kind of information you've never heard of before.
And remember that you are capable to learn. Like sometimes as an adult, you think like, no, you've done all your learning at school. No, never. We never will stop learning.
And we think we attach our learning to an outcome.
Yes. What's the return on investment?
What's my ROI? Like if I spend an hour listening to this entertaining podcast that's actually really enjoyable, what do I get out of it? Hello, you get entertainment and enjoyment. Like,
yeah.
You get out of your rut. So, like,
and also, like,
that's important to remember.
And with research and learning, too, it's like, all right, you're not going to get marked. You're not going to submit an assignment. You're not going to get a degree, perhaps, but you're going to have this piece of knowledge in your mind that you can share at the next whatever.
Exactly.
Or, like, just have for yourself.
Yeah, you're going to have something to give to others in that knowledge.
Oh, I love this. I think learning. Like learning for the sake of learning, that is the investment. That's such a big investment.
Absolutely.
What? Who said that? When you stop learning, you die. I think Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Or someone else.
I think so. Or like Plato? Or like
I love
Epicutus?
Oh, gosh. I have to look it up now because this is ridiculous.
When you're not learning, you die. What is the quote?
That's ridiculous that we have like these two completely.
Socrates?
So we're going from the ancients to the modern era.
Yes.
When you stop
learning. I wouldn't even know who's ancient and who's modern. There you go.
All the people you said are ancient.
Okay. But Albert's modern.
Carla, you're kidding me, right?
It was not a question. It was a fact.
Yeah, statement. Good job.
Albert died in the 1900s.
Well, he invented the nuclear. He did the nuclear weapon. Like he split the nuclear, the atom. He split the atom.
He's not even that
when
old.
You stop learning, you die. Okay, guys, I'm just trying to Google this right now. Yeah, a lot more recent than Socrates. Oh, yeah. So, well, Google says once you stop learning, you start dying.
Who said it?
Albert Einstein.
Who else said it?
Oh, it must have been Socrates. Oh, Plato. Oh, Marcus Aurelius. No, now I'm just listing famous ancient people.
Okay, Albert said it, guys. We've got that sorted. This was a fun episode. Let us know if you were stuck in a rut and this inspired you to jump on out of it with one of our action steps. I feel excited about it already, and I'm going to keep it in my back pocket for the next time I'm in a rut.
Perfection.
Have a great rest of your week, and we'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.